A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Isolation Tank, Week 47.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, you said a very interesting thing to me yesterday.
Really?
Giles. Yes, and you said an even more interesting thing to me this morning.
Right.
Because you have been exceptionally bullish about our isolation lifestyle.
Marvellous, wonderful, I love it.
You were really, really looking forward
to it. I don't have to see
it.
My boring friends. Yep. I don't have to go to any boring offices. I don't have to review any stupid restaurants.
You don't have to go on an aeroplane.
I don't have to go and do stupid travel shows that I hate. I earn my salary anyway, writing my columns and doing podcasts and stuff like that. I get to teach the children in the mornings. We go to the heath in the afternoon. We cook lovely meals from scratch. It's brilliant.
And you have actually held very good to that optimism.
Until... Held very good to that optimism.
Did I... Sorry. Yeah. You have actually kept up that optimistic momentum until yesterday when we were on our one daily state sanctioned walk of the day, when you said to me, you looked at me and you said, I don't think I can have another conversation with you.
I didn't say that.
You did. You didn't say it in a mean way.
No, it was because we'd gone for our walk on Hampstead Heath and,
yes.
and I'd planned we were going to walk to there and then play cricket with the kids. And the kids stopped to climb a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, no, come on, Carrot, keep on walking, keep on marching. That's not exercise. I thought, no, wait, that is. And I just thought...
You said, no, it's fine. It's fine.
What are we going to do for half an hour?
It's fine. You
I can't
said,
talk to you again.
I don't think I can have another conversation with you, which is absolutely unheard of. All you want to do is sit about and talk to me.
No.
It's not about me, it's about you.
No, by not wanting to have a conversation with you, I've caught up to where you were in like July 2010, 3 months into our marriage. You all must be really happy. Giles has finally realised we have nothing to say. Say it again?
No, but no. This morning...
Oh, yeah.
I said, right, I'm going to go upstairs and get dressed. And you shouted up the stairs after me, I'm bored!
I'm bored!
I'm bored!
Bored! I was only slightly bored because I sort of got everything done. So I write 3 columns a week. I do a radio show and a podcast. That's probably all told about 25 hours work or 20 hours, not even. And the rest of the time I'm trying juggling. Normally I'm trying to film a TV show, do other things, not doing any of the other things, being home all the time. I have to fit that in with socialising, which we don't do. Mm. I'm so on top of everything that this morning I had the podcast prepared. I was up at 6 a.m, prepared, done, ready to go. You'd never think that this thing took preparation, but it does. And then you went upstairs to get dressed and you were doing school today.
Yeah.
Not me. And I just thought, oh God, what am I going to do for the next 5 hours? I want to do the podcast sooner.
Yeah.
No, I was bored. I was bored.
So it's finally getting to you, which I thought was quite interesting. I
think that's
an interesting subject.
I have also felt that if I have another walk on Hampstead Heath, I'm
going
to... We live 5 minutes from the Heath. We've tried to vary it by stopping walking up there, but driving to the Heath, to a different bit of the Heath and walking in a different way. Esther's yawning.
Sorry.
Don't apologise. It's just I want people to know that this is... some people, you know, like... comedians at the moment are struggling to perform, to do these online things. That John Oliver, the English comedian who presents that show in America, he was asked, what's it like performing? It's a big line in the Times Diary today. What's it like performing without an audience? Mm-hmm. And he was asked in America, and he said, I started my career in England. I'm used to telling jokes to no laughter at all. And not only do I have no laughter for my performances, such as they are, I've got my wife yawning my face.
Sorry. Yes, you're bored with your afternoon walk. You're bored with loading the dishwasher.
Ah, the dishwasher's shut. I open. I can't. How can you even do this? Looking at an open dishwasher.
Well, I'm not.
Or an on light.
Luckily, you're not married to someone quite as uptight and neurotic as you are. Okay. So I thought that might be a...
Fuck off, by the way. I wasn't paying attention to what you said. To what you said just before.
Okay, fine.
So
I'm bored. Maybe could be a good
column. Oh, column. We're writing a column. Yes. I have a pen.
What,
I'm bored with it now.
My amazing array.
You can tell there's a coronavirus lockdown because every pencil in the house has been sharpened. All the coloured pencils over there.
Everything has been sharpened.
What have you done with the shavings? You must have enough to make a cat bed out of it. Ah.
They're all in there in my new Helix pencil sharpener, rotary pencil sharpener.
Is it electric or is it a genuine winder?
No, it's a winder. I have had electric pencil sharpeners in the past, but they break and the batteries run out.
But you've got this far without me, but you'll be wanting some advice. You can't...
What about these sharpened pencils is not totally professional in every regard?
Never...
Turn your phone off!
That's a text. I thought it could have been from my producer saying, shut up. I'll turn it off. How can you do it if it's not clamped to the table?
Because you pull it out like that, and then you do that, and then you push the pencil in.
Oh my Christ, that's extraordinary. What a shame this isn't a video podcast, a vlogcast, because then we could just watch you sharpen pencils.
Listeners, if you are struggling to get your stationery supplies from Amazon, may I recommend you get them from Viking Direct, where they've got everything you could possibly need for your pretend homeschooling setup.
You mean pretend homeschooling? Yeah,
I'm pretending.
We all know what you mean. Those are very beautifully sharpened pencils. That looks absolutely amazing.
Doesn't it look great?
Yeah.
It looks like my bouquet of sharp
pencils. I bet in these times of people being incredibly bored, you could do it people would just watch you sharpen pencils.
Yep.
Possibly topless.
It's right.
Topless pencil sharp.
So how about a column about how you're finally bored?
I think possibly a bit boring. Also, bearing in mind that we do have a new column.
Yeah.
Starting this Saturday in the magazine where my restaurant...
magazine is that you say?
The Times magazine.
The Saturday Times magazine.
The Saturday Times magazine. In the double page spread where my restaurant review used to be, which we don't do anymore because there are no restaurants because, as Kitty would say,
of the coronavirus,
which is our favourite joke when we go for walks. We all go for a pizza. Yes, we can't because they're all shut because of the coronavirus. So there's a column now which is about, it's called Splendid Isolation, and it's different perspectives.
Is that what it's called? Splendid Isolation?
Yeah. I actually said it should be called Splendid Isolation? But Nicola, editor of the Saturday Times magazine, when I sent it to her and I said, I think we should call it Splendid Isolation? She thought I was saying, I think we should call it Splendid Isolation? And that the question mark was attached to my question rather than the name. So the column's called Splendid Isolation, whereas I wanted it to be called Splendid Isolation.
Was this done over the phone or was this done on
an email?
Well, Nicola Gill, as we know, who is our editor, has no known faults. So whatever she
completely
thinks,
right.
Accidentally or on purpose,
although I might go out at dawn and go to every newsagent in the country and find all 700,000 copies of the Times and put a question mark after Splendid Isolation. Except I'm not allowed out.
So
we've got this new column starting, which is you and me, the first one, isolate in the country or in the city, which is better.
Yeah.
And I said the country and you said the city, and we'll carry on from there.
We thrash it out. Don't like my I'm bored idea. Okay, do you want to hear my next idea or have you got an idea? Crime is on the up.
Is it?
A Van Gogh was stolen.
Is crime on the up?
Well, my friend, Beth. Who's a criminal barrister?
My friend Beth had her bicycle stolen.
No, my friend Beth, who is a criminal barrister, she defends criminals, and she said that crime is definitely there's been no flat.
Anecdotal.
Shut up. Okay, and also in the paper yesterday, there was a story about a Van Gogh which was stolen from a museum while it was shut because of the coronavirus. Okay. So I thought a fun piece might be all the crimes that you, Giles, are planning to commit during the coronavirus.
God. I don't think stealing a Van Gogh is as bad as the people stockpiling hand sanitizer gel and selling it for 50 quid a bottle on Amazon, which is there's been an awful lot of that. Anyway, I think those are worse crimes. Yeah, the crimes I'm going to commit, I think I've got better stuff.
Have you? Okay, fine, because I possibly...
I mean, talking about crimes, there's a funny thing that I thought. Will you be aware that Jack Grealish, the footballer, played for England a few times, and he's the captain of Aston Villa, rumoured to be going to Manchester United for £80 million. He was stopped by the police in his car, and his crime was... he was going to see a mate. And I just thought, I became nostalgic. And they're saying that the Manchester United transfer is in jeopardy. The what? 80 million transfer to Man United for this football is in jeopardy because he went out to see a mate during
the night.
I kind of long for the days when footballers would crash Aston Martins while drunk. Mm-hmm. The days when Joey Barton, the QPR player of my team, would get banged up for street brawling.
Right.
They were all alcoholics. Drink drugs all the time. Harassment
girls,
of women, footballers that were getting done for sexual assault and rape, all those kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all used to happen. Now we've got to a world which is so puritanical that Jack Grealish could jeopardise his career by going out to see a mate.
Okay, so
and they said, maybe how do we know he wasn't going to a party? Pictures of him in the press showed him wearing one house slipper and one slider. You know, because he literally got so lonely and bored, he'd put two mismatching shoes, which footballers do not do if they're going somewhere where there's going to be birds and cameras and stuff.
No.
And I just thought it was sort of funny.
But isn't that a little bit sad? Because normally, if you're a footballer, someone else puts your shoes on for you, don't they? But that's what it sounded like from Peter Crouch's book.
Exactly. And footballers are just... their life is running around. If you think it's bad for us being stuck at home, footballers have 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, and the rest of the time they play video games.
And have a nap.
And someone
else brings their lunch round for them because they've only allowed to... I've always thought that footballers and all sportsmen have incredibly tragic lives.
Wait a minute, this is going to be a column, because what sort of shape are the footballers going to be in after the coronavirus?
They'll
be really fat and unfit and out of breath. And I have long argued that hyper fitness was bad for football. The football that I used to love in the 1970s, when footballers were fat.
Smoke a fag afterwards. Anyone got on the bread?
He's fat, he's round, he bounces on the ground. Sammy Lee, you know, and Stan Bowles with his fags, and they used to smoke and drink, and then they play football quite creatively. And then footballers became fitter and fitter and fitter and fitter so they could run and run and run.
Yeah.
And I always said, if you want to watch men being fit running fast, go and watch fucking athletics.
Yeah.
Football is meant to be about geezers.
Right.
Having fun with the ball. I think when we come back, the footballers are all going to be 20 stone. They're all going to look like James Corden and Johnny Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Football's going to be a very different thing. We see their butt cracks as they can't quite get their little shorts on. Their tummies showing. It's absolutely fantastic.
John Smith advert.
Yeah, can you imagine Harry Kane, people were joking about him being like the young Henry VIII. He's going to be like the old Henry VIII.
Right.
You know, because when he led the line in the 2018 World Cup,
he does look a bit like him.
And yeah, that would be quite fun. Who else is going to be just fat like Mo Farah? really fat, not allowed to go out running.
What's that other one? Messi. Messi's quite tubby anyway. I mean,
Messi's quite funny anyway.
Peter Crouch won't get any fatter, but he's not a footballer anymore.
Not really anymore.
Okay, fine.
So that's quite funny.
Gary Lineker will still be svelte. He's a very handsome man, Gary Lineker.
Gary is doing, I'm following his Instagram recipes. Mm-hmm. I cooked that veal stew and I want to do the crispy gnocchi. His stories are all food.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a thing that I thought I've noticed. I might be wrong.
Mm.
I think people are posting less on Instagram. Is the coronavirus going to be the end of Instagram? Instagram, it was just a boasting format. It is just a boasting format. Before the virus, all people did, the people who posted most were on holiday. Those ones where you'd get these posts which said, good morning, full stop, and it would be a sun setting over the sea, and or rising, yeah. I guess it was the morning. Not a bad place for the daily commute as people were on a motorbike. You know, got into the office early, someone with a laptop over the Table Mountain in South Africa. And everyone was just showing off, my life is better than yours, my life is better than yours. Look, I'm on this holiday, that holiday, I'm going everywhere. And even the slight squeamish there was in the world about climate change wasn't reflected. I used to have this, we have quite a lot of rich friends who are always on holiday all the time, having an amazing time. That's all stopped because they're not allowed to go away. And if they do, and they are somewhere beautiful. And then I think the impulse to show off has been removed a little bit. Because we're all supposed to be in this together and not having a better life.
Yeah.
And I've seen rather distasteful ones from people I know who live in beautiful houses in the countryside. Not a bad place to be isolated. That happened quite early and they got a lot of fuck-offs.
Yeah.
So I think there might be less of that. Also, people used to Instagram their food. Look how beautiful the dinner is. Look how restaurants were like 70% of all Instagram posts. Mm. That's gone. Then people were posting the food they're cooking at home. And now that we're so aware that people have no food. So many people have no food. Those people who have stockpiled food. Yes. I'm just, taking
exactly.
videos of themselves making this delicious stuff from all the food they stockpile. We're suddenly realizing these are the shitbags who've caused the problem. Suddenly, if you're not posting holiday snaps, if you're not posting meals.
And all the style Instagrammers, it's very, very difficult for them as well because people aren't buying clothes.
So have you noticed a dropping off of people posting their clothes?
I have noticed there was one very, very bad taste one from a Danish. My entire demographic, whether they work or they don't work or how many kids they've got, just obsessed by groceries. Style influencer, blogger, whatever. And she's out in the countryside in her beautiful house and she had a picture of her with the sun shining and she was wearing some Chanel jumpsuit saying, not a bad place to be isolated. And I just went, unfollow. I mean, it was just so, so horrid. People are just obsessed with Ocado slots and who's got, which of your high street shops has still got eggs left and at what time do you have to be there to have to get them?
I'm just saying to myself, is this making better people of us? Is it finally the equality that we ought to have? Instagram was this place where you boast about how much better your life is than everyone else. That's what it was for. And that's why it was so disgusting. Twitter is where you go on to be a smart ass and tell everyone that you think, because they don't think the same things as you, that they should die.
Yeah.
And Instagram is the place where you go, hey, look, my life is better than yours.
Yeah.
And I think saying, hey, look, my life is better than yours, which is Jesus told us not to do that 2000 years ago, but we forgot.
Yeah.
I think the coronavirus is reminding us. And I don't think there's anything left for Instagram to do. To go on Instagram and say, look, I'm as ugly and poor and as bad at cooking as you are.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a fucking social media platform. No. That's just an eternal truth.
Bow, bow, bow. Quite hard to sell stuff. I think maybe is this the end of Instagram? That's a good fun column.
Is
if you wanted to do that, you could have a rant.
So, is this the end of Instagram? That's a potential column.
Yeah.
Although that could also be for our other column in the magazine, the one we write together. I could do yes, it is, and you could do no, it's not. In weeks to come.
You're slightly irritatingly overproductive at the moment.
Yeah. Well,
I've just got no idea.
Have you got nothing? No, but
no,
you,
my idea's terrible.
No, I know. But you have been doing the homeschooling. Apart from yesterday, you've done the homeschooling.
I have, yeah. And I've been out looking for eggs.
Mostly. Because we've only got 2,000 fucking eggs.
No, but we did.
Esther goes, I've heard they've got eggs at Brent Cross. I'm just nipping out for 10 minutes. Comes back with bags of eggs. The world's biggest one. It's true. You know it's true. Panic yesterday about the loaf of bread. Spence, the bakery's
yes,
off returning
you
my
go in there like
it's
a
okay.
Pig.
I've ordered bread from Gales and I've ordered bread from Authentique. The milkman's brought some bread. Oh, it's the EU bread mountain.
Yeah, it's all really funny until you go into there. You go, oh, we've got loads of food, darling. What are you worried about? And then you go into the larder and go, what am I going to have for breakfast?
What did I have for breakfast?
Where are my 11sies?
Where are they? What did I have
for
breakfast?
You had your 11sies.
I made porridge using also muesli to like change it up a bit.
Disgusting.
You can tell from my face, I've just had a funny vision.
You have had
an
idea.
I've just thought something incredibly funny. We're sitting here, theoretically broadcasting this podcast to our producer, Lucy, down my laptop, which is sitting on the table between us with the screen black. And I've turned off my phone so that it doesn't go ping. Lucy, we know, muted her bit at the end so we didn't hear background noise where she is. How do we know that Lucy's there? Have we just had 45 minutes of conversation.
Take your phone.
No, I'm sure we have.
I'm here.
Yeah, you're Yay! There.
Just been out for some eggs.
Okay, so moving on, what's your next brilliant idea that's going to make me look stupid?
No, they're not meant to make you look stupid, darling.
I just feel a bit stupid because I haven't really gone.
Don't, it's fine. Okay, what's next? You're all sort of brained out.
Hello?
Who is it? If it's Sam, he'll come in and go hello. If it's Kitty, she'll run off. It's Kitty running off, checking we're still alive.
Yeah.
She thinks we're arguing because our voices are
That's
loud.
Right.
She thinks we're arguing. In fact, when we had no
arguing, you hear smashing plates.
Well, this morning, when this morning we were arguing, and she said, "I hope you're just practicing for the podcast."
Yes.
And
I went,
"Because you're always arguing on the podcast." There was a piece in the Times this week. Will this virus be the death of cash? The crisis has forced us to change our spending habits, but keeping cash machines full remains vital. Blah, blah, blah. The use of cash has halved in the past week. And this was on Saturday, so it was the week before. The World Health Organization says that handling cash doesn't pose any more of a health risk than touching any other surface, but campaigners believe that coronavirus will change our habits, leaving a sharp reduction in the use and availability of cash. Even before the crisis, businesses quite often were saying card only.
Yeah.
I think Costa had gone card only. So many shops have rejected card payment even in favour of Google and Apple Pay transactions. They're saying that cash is going to die. And I thought I might do, is it the end of cash? No, here's 50 things we'll always need cash for.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Now, I did a listicle last week.
Was it again?
Who knows? That's the whole point.
No,
one can remember my shit from
mum. It was school timetable.
School timetable. Yeah. It was subjects that that came from the podcast.
And everyone liked that.
They did.
Just ignore the people who say
okay,
listicle.
Fine. So I don't know if you can come up with some. The ones I thought when I had this idea.
Okay.
So is it the end of cash? No, we'll always need cash for this. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Now you have to listen to mine while writing. You have to. Okay.
Okay.
So
I'll forget.
Basically,
but, yeah.
Tipping a doorman.
Yeah.
Snorting coke.
Right.
Although you need a credit card as well to chop it up. It's a complicated transaction.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's a thing that, you know, I've seen it on the TV.
Yeah.
Pinning to a Greek bride.
Okay.
You can't pin, like, a PayPal. To...
Don't you pin that to bar mitzvah boys as well?
I think as well, yeah. I'm pretty certain at a Greek wedding they pin... I can look it up.
I just don't know. But I know that you do that to the bar mitzvah boy, don't you?
Bunging a football manager. Blank face.
What?
So, like, in the old days, bunging a football manager, the whole thing about football bungs. Managers, the football agents would, you know, bung a McDonald's bag full of notes.
To do what?
That's a bribe!
For what, though?
For like, facilitating a transfer from one player to another. Are you aware of a thing called blackmail, or bribery?
Yeah, but what would you want a football manager to do?
So
wouldn't you want to bribe someone who gave you some eggs?
That could come later. But putting in an honesty box to buy eggs is a timely one, isn't it? To buy eggs. Hang on. No, look, they used to bung football managers. In the old days, the old sheepskin managers, we want to buy. So, and the football manager would facilitate this by taking a cut, and you just bung him, you're like, 50 grand in used notes in a paper bag under Blackfriars Bridge. Yeah, right. People will laugh at that, believe me, who've been out in the world.
Paying your cleaner. Who doesn't want to pay tax? Other people do that.
That's
we
illegal
don't do
anyway.
That. What?
Yeah.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
And but people still do it, so people still need cash.
To dodge tax?
To dodge tax.
It's very illegal.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
fine.
VAT. Putting coins in those, like, big whirly charity things where the kids put the coin in and it goes and it whirls round and round and round and goes brrrr and small and then, like, drops into the hole. They
whirly
like
charity
that.
Supermarket.
Thing.
Roly thing. But roly that reminds thing. Me of one.
The rides outside the supermarkets. You put a pound in.
There's
and
no
written.
Yeah,
mini
but you
Thomas
could swipe.
Engine.
You could swipe. That could be a car payment. What you couldn't have
yes.
is the things on the pier when you roll a coin down into the tray
yes.
and then
yes,
it scrapes
yes.
forward and knocks it off. Now, you could drop your Amex down there, but that
yes.
would be quite a risk, yeah?
Can yeah.
I've got to write that down.
Wish fountains, which you hate. You hate wishing
Wishing fountains.
Fountains.
Hang
hate
on, wait.
Anyway, don't you?
Why do I hate them? I hate them. Because it's for stupid people.
You think basically any still body of water always has like 19,000 pennies in the bottom.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, who are these idiots who are like throwing...
Hang on, wait a minute. Still body of water.
Throwing
no,
pennies into this stagnant pond.
Tossing a coin to
tossing
resolve a
coin.
Debate. Hang on, wait.
They toss a coin to decide who starts in tennis, don't they?
But you've just chosen like the only sport where they don't. I mean,
they're not.
I don't think they do. They do in football, famously, and cricket. Cricket, they go out for the toss, and it's really important.
For the toss, didn't they do that?
In tennis, don't they spin the racket, see where it falls, or is that does Federer not do that? Federer tosses £1 million note.
If the W for Wilson lands upwards, then you start or whatever.
How about that's brilliant? Having sex on when you've just robbed a bank.
Right. Okay. Right.
This is a good column.
Okay. Do you want to have a go at taxis in this piece as well?
It's taxis. They've got a machine, but there's a...
It's always broken. But broken.
They've got the printed sign that says,
sorry, it's broken.
Machine not working. You've printed a fucking sign, mate. Yeah. I mean, how long have you... Yeah, sorry, taxis. Although we'll never get a taxi again, but we don't want one because they're full of the coronavirus.
They won't know it's us until we get it.
These are quite funny. How about this one I wrote down? Put in your... Well, I think this is true of you, isn't it? To give your teenage daughter to put in her shoe for a taxi home. Isn't that... Didn't your dad give you £20 to... No?
I had to walk home. That was a different girlfriend. I did not keep a tenner in my shoe.
That was a different girlfriend.
That was a different girlfriend, yeah.
Fold into a passport when stopped for speeding on the autoroute. When you had... You know, the French stop you...
What kind of life have you lived, darling?
I've lived a life where when you get done for speeding on the autoroute by some froggy plod, you literally give him a 50-franc note. Ribbit, ribbit, plod, plod. What's going on here? What is going on here then? Hello,
ribbit.
Is that boring?
It's not boring, but I don't think it's got as... I don't think it's as naturally ebullient as some of your other ideas.
That's because I'm not as naturally ebullient as I was
ago. Are you wearing out? Yeah.
Okay, I'm wearing out. Funny one or two other observations. I can't help... I don't know if you felt this, but I've certainly... If I expressed it aloud, I don't know. Whenever I'm watching TV, so when I'm watching Tiger Kings, like the whole of the rest of the world, and there's these crazy rednecks with their guns and their tattoos and their choyalistic relationships and their houses full of tigers and their death threats, I watch them and I think, they're standing too close together.
They are too close together.
I can't consume any kind of visual culture from before the coronavirus
in which
people are close together. I watched Casablanca the other day, just for the sake of like watching one of my favourite movies again because I was bored. And Humphrey Bogart goes up to Sam, play it again. He's get away from him. It doesn't matter what tune he plays. Don't stand near him. He may have the virus.
Yep.
It was like... the doorbell. It's the coronavirus police. You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea, with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Times podcast produced by Lucy Ditchmond. If you want to find out what I wrote about in the end, there's a link to the column in the podcast description. Please like
and subscribe
wherever it is you get your podcast to never miss an episode. And for the full live experience, you can tune into my radio show every Sunday night from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.